This episode brought to you by Swords.
You like sharp things, but something's lacking. Whenever you slice an apple, you always find yourself sighing with disappointment. You look at the knife block on your counter with a mixture of regret and hostility. If you see a pair of scissors, it's like someone kicked you right in the vagina and or balls. Listen up, Jagweed! You need a sword! So what if we don't live in medieval times anymore? Swords are useful and convenient. Why put a piddly Swiss army knife in your pocket when you can strap a 7-pound blade to your hip? Next time you're at the steakhouse, whip out your sword and daintily slice your meat. It's how they did it in olden times, and that's a straight-up historical fact! You can even use swords for precise carpentry work. Who needs a circular saw or some kind of ruler nonsense when you've got... swords! Prune your bonsai! Swords! Groom your dog! Swords! Clip your toenails! Swords! Make paper dolls with your kids! Swords! Become a moil! Swords! Sculpt your pubes! Swords! Defuse a bomb! Swords! Perform open-heart surgery! Swords! There's literally nothing a sword can't do in your capable hands! Order now! Or should we say, SWORDER NOW!
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of sometimes funny, usually awkward, perpetually sexy people play Dungeons & Dragons together, featuring Kevin as Dungeon Master, Eric as Nick, Emily as Lamora, and Katie as Will. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll!
All right, shall we play Dungeons & Dragons?
I guess we could do that.
That's kind
That's
of
an interesting
why we're...
idea.
Here we go. I'm trying something. Welcome back to Dungeons and Dragons game on Thursday nights, because that's what we do. And I thought, hey, let's have some mood music. It's kind of...
Wow.
Is that too loud, though? Can you actually hear me talk?
Are you playing that with your feet?
I am playing that with my phone because I am not that talented. But I think it's pretty fun. Okay. Anyway, so as you guys may remember, last time you guys entered a house that you were directed to go save a baby by two children that were out in the street of a town that you mysteriously found yourselves in due to being carried there by carriages with no drivers when you got there and all sorts of stuff like that. So, you went through the house, you explored some stuff, and, as you'll recall, there was a animated suit of armor. Mm-hmm. And after you defeated it, Will decided that this thing is a piece of garbage, and I'm going to kick it downstairs, because why would anyone want to keep this? And that is where we left off, with the armor tumbling down the stairs in a series of cacophonous noises. So, let us all pick up there, and could I get everyone to please roll me a perception check? All right, so Lamora got 13.
11 for Nick.
Oh, poor Nick.
I have 17 and plus 1.
So plus
1. So, yeah, so you're 18. All right, excellent. So Will and Lamora happen to notice, as the armor is going kabang, 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 all the way down the stairs, occasionally it makes a noise. It's kabang, 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 kabang. Kabang, bang, 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 down the stairs.
Like a meaty sound? Like what kind of
there's
sound?
There's a different sound in the armor as it's going down. As it's going down the stairs, occasionally there's just a sound that is unlike the rest of the cacophonous noise going down.
Okay. I don't know that that was the best idea.
Well, you know, it was lifeless and I just had to. It was right there. Come on. Come on, guys. Right there.
Well, okay. Was it fun?
So worth it.
Good. Okay.
Oh, I forgot to roll Mithrin's perception. Sorry. And he... Oh, wow, he crit. So he also heard it, and he's like, there's something going on with that armor.
Yeah, I would say it just tried to kill us.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when armor goes down the stairs, you know, you're a smartass. When armor goes down the stairs like that, I mean, why would it just occasionally sound different? That's not right. I'm going to go check it out.
You're going to go... Wait, no, wait a second. We just came all the way up here.
I mean, it's just a stairway, Will.
Yeah,
it's not that big of a deal.
I don't know what you're talking about with the noise.
It was a weird noise. It sounded, but you know, like, what was it? I don't know. What was in it? It's probably just falling apart and stuff. I don't know.
There's a weird noise. I don't know. I would like to check it out. That's all I'm saying.
I don't see the harm in that. Just hurry up, because there might be a young baby in peril. That's why we're here.
Sure. So Mithrin is going to walk back downstairs. Bump-a-dump-a-dump-a-dump-a-dump. What are you guys doing?
Okay, so we're right at the top of a flight of stairs. Is it
you're
like
right
a hallway?
You're right at the top of a spiral staircase. I forgot to explain this last time because you got attacked right away.
Okay.
You get up to the spiral staircase on the top, on the second floor, and the spiral staircase continues up another floor.
Okay.
So there is a landing at this point that goes into the whole second floor area where you can see that there are suits of armor on both sides of the wall. One of them, you know, came alive and tried to kill you.
Was it just a random one, like, or was it like one in like a?
It was the one
position?
nearest to the steps.
Okay.
All right. So yeah. Potentially there could be more alive. Possibly. Okay. So that's a good thing to know because I think Will would definitely take that into account.
Yeah.
I think Will. I mean, he would. Okay. So the guy with the big metal things on his hands that went up and punched somebody. Yeah. I'm just talking in my head as my character is about to go down the stairs, leaving me with the lady who could cast stuff. I saw her cast. I'm trying to remind myself. She cast a spell, so she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then this other guy.
Git.
All of a sudden, we're in Lancashire.
This other guy. What did you do, Eric? Did you
I
land
have a,
any...
a stabbied, rapiered the guy.
Yes. He stabbed
I hit him a couple
the
times.
Armor
I'm trying to think
his...
of...
But also, I snuck away at one point, and you were very distrustful of that before we came inside.
Yeah, I mean, I...
But I'm very handsome.
I mean, whoever...
Roll for handsome. I have to... No.
I have a zero bonus to charisma.
God, because there's all those other knights or whatever there, the armor there.
They haven't shown any sign of moving. And just to fully explain this room, when you came up there, you come out the stairway, you know, you look out, there's the one armor that came alive, tried to kill you, they kicked down the stairs. There's two more on your left side, there's one more on your right side. At the end, there's a fireplace, and then above the fireplace, there's a very big painting of what looks to be the family that lived in this house. The Dursts, you remember.
That's right, the Dursts. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. There's a painting of them. It's a little bit too far away to make it out yet. And then there's a chandelier hanging as well.
And if you go down the spiral, I mean, like, it's not one of those graded spiral stairs. We can't see him.
Can't see through the stairs. They're actually they look like they're very expensive, probably like a mahogany or some kind of wood like that. They're very, it's an expensive house.
Cool.
All you idiots. All right. just going off by yourself. I think Will stays where he is so he can keep an eye on these two, who one of which has already snuck away before. The other seems kind of benign so far.
Gotcha. All right. Lamora, what do you do?
What does Lamora do?
You heard the noise as well.
I heard the noise. Yeah. I did hear the noise. Slightly fainter, but I heard it.
Yes, you did.
I guess she would be like, I should probably go with Mithrin so he's not alone.
Okay. So you're following Mithrin down the stairs. And Nick?
He's going to stay up here because he's eager to press on, so maybe him staying here will encourage them to come up more quickly.
Okay. So Mithrin and Lamora walk down the stairs all the way to the bottom. The armor is in pile at the bottom, skewed about all over. We'll have both of us roll perception checks to see if you see anything amiss or awry.
Okay.
Or a pumpernickel.
Mithrin is, like, awesome today.
I know.
Okay, he's great.
He's no farting so today.
Good. Yeah, he's so good at everything.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, he got a 19. You got a 19 as well?
Yeah.
You did, right? Oh, yeah. Awesome. We're both great.
They both reach for the same piece of armor their hands touch. Yeah. Yeah.
And magic happens.
Literally. A fireball strikes them.
But I won't do that. All right. I've seen a Meatloaf today. It's great.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, there's going to be a Meatloaf soundtrack to the show.
There should be. There should be. Anyway, both look into the suit and in the helmet. Look inside, and there is a piece of paper inside the helmet that comes out at this point in time.
Wow.
It's a piece of paper.
It's like real life, and, Katie.
We don't know anything.
Piece of paper that looks like this.
Notes. Music.
So, Mithrin looks at it, and he's like, music is not my thing. I don't know anything about it. I am a storyteller, but... I don't know, maybe one of those two upstairs knows something about music, unless you happen to know something about it.
I do know a little bit. Growing up in the temple, yes.
Well, that's excellent. Well, then I will give it to you.
And I will look at it. Looks to be a very simple piece of music. Maybe I should play it.
On what?
Your armpit?
Yeah, armpit music. That's how we did it in the temple. I like that.
Sacred.
Hold on to it for now, and we will... Maybe it has some meaning in the future. We'll find out.
Hold on to it.
So, Mithrin walks back upstairs.
Okay. I guess I'll come upstairs, too. Don't I... What about, like, my history thing or something? Or...
Yeah, if you want to roll history to see if you, like, know more about the armor or the piece of music or something like that, you can certainly do that.
The historical Song of Storms.
Don't play it!
Good at history.
Well, go for it. What, are you rolling history or are you rolling... What are you trying to find out?
I'm trying to find out...
If it's, like, a famous piece of music or...
Yeah, like, if it's something...
You tell me. You're Lamora. You're reading it.
I know, but...
Well, but she's never played before. Yeah. You have to be nice to her.
She's played the music. That's the thing.
I've played this music.
You've played music before. Lamora has
played music before.
Yeah. I mean,
tell you if there's something like has historical significance or...
Like maybe it's a hymn or something, or...
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my thought.
If you want to try it, go for it. You know, I mean, anything you want to do, you can do in this game. That's the beauty of it.
That's the beauty of it. I just don't really completely get it yet.
It's really okay. We're here for you.
Usually, for me at least, the easier way is to like think about what I want to know and then like figure out how to fit that in the rules. Like what question you want to ask. Mm-hmm. Like Katie said, is it a hymn? Then I'd be like, oh, you can maybe roll a religion check or a history check if it's like an old hymn or something like that. And either one probably would work.
I'm not going to be so strict of a dungeon master that I'm like, nope, the only religion would work, not history. You know, like, no, it might not have any meaning at all as far as I know. That's where you roll the history to see if you do know, or religion, whichever you like.
I don't know, religion, history.
I will say this, is that if you roll religion, that's kind of asking, is it a hymn? If you roll history, it'd be like, do I know it as a famous piece of music? So that could be a hymn or either, so I would go history.
Fine, history.
Roll for it.
Roll.
Or you could do 20. Both.
Natural 20. Wow. Great. You do not know this piece of music.
I don't know it. It's nothing.
It is an unknown piece of music to you.
Okay, good.
It's a good thing we had this big long conversation.
I'm really glad.
But she needs
I'm
to pleased.
No, that's good.
No, but the thing is, that's good. Like, you thought it through.
I need
and
to
you,
learn.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Dude, I'm still learning that too. Believe me. That's the only,
All right, you guys walk upstairs. And now I'm going to do you a favor and show you a map. Because it'll make it easier to imagine what is going on. So, this is difficult with headphones on. All right, so this is the side that you guys are on. This is the room that you are in right now.
Where was the armor that moved?
Right here.
Got it. And then there's another one on that side.
You see the green spots?
Yeah.
Okay, those are doors.
Oh, okay.
So there's one door to the east up here, another door to the east here, one to the west down here. Okay, so there are the doors, fireplace here, and there was a painting above that fireplace.
Okay.
And just in case you guys want to see it, this was the first floor that you guys did. Okay, so what are you guys doing? Mithrin and Lamora come back up the stairs. Mithrin's like, yeah, there was a piece of paper in there. It had some music on it.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about it, but music.
Hold on to it.
Okay. That's weird. Maybe it had to do with what was animating the armor. I don't know much about that.
It's too bad we don't have a bard with us. That would be very useful.
Well, to a degree.
I used to know. Says Mithrin. All right.
Winkingly.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that kind of bard, though. All right, so what do you guys want to do?
Well, I think we should press upwards. I see there's some other doors out of here, but as far as we know, what we're after is up on the third floor, which is right up these stairs, I would assume.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense.
Attic and out, I say.
Well, maybe attic and back and down and
get
out.
Get out of here.
Sounds good. All right, so continue upwards?
Yep.
So you continue upwards the stairs, you get to the third floor, and you enter a smaller hallway.
Like the same kind of thing where you're coming up from a landing to a...
Yes, it's the same...
I'm in the lead, so considering what happened last time, he'll probably just kind of peek up to try to recon before getting smashed by another animated...
Yes. Yeah, piece there is nothing in this hallway when you come up there. There is no suits of armor or anything else.
Cool.
It is a smaller hall. Much smaller, actually. Like, the other one, you know, took up, like, the whole width of the house. This one is, like, half the width of the house.
Okay.
So, obviously, there must be some rooms or something on the other side of the wall that you see that has a small, like, painting of the family again above a little thing. There's no fireplace that you see, but it's just there's a little painting above. And so when you come up the stairs, immediately to your right, there's a little hallway with a door that you can see. And immediately to your left, there's a door that goes up a little bit, basically north a little bit, and north and west just a little bit.
Got it. Crystal clear.
Yeah, sorry.
We all know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come up the stairs, you can go left or right. Choose. There we go.
Okay. I mean, he'll probably just head to the closest door, which I guess is the one on the right.
The one on the left will be, like, about 5 feet closer.
Okay, then that one.
Everyone so else following along?
You're just... No, I am not, because I still am, like, a little... So he's going to the closed door, not the one down the hall?
Yeah, okay. He's going to the closest one, which is to the left.
I think Will is kind of... I mean, he's trying to listen to see if he hears a baby, first of all. He's like, I still don't really believe what is going on. And you said there's no more stairs. We got to the top of the stairs?
There are no more stairs there, as far as you can see.
Okay. I think that he, first of all, is listening, but also is... all I could picture in my head is something that he would do is just kind of like... Like, kind of like, hello? Still, anybody?
Are you trying to call out anybody? Or
kind of smaller noises, not like a big shout just because of what he just encountered for the first time ever. Sure. But he's kind of like, hello? Anybody here?
Trying not to surprise anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't want to walk on anybody showering or anything like that.
That's exactly not the case. He would love that. Yeah. But still.
Okay, so... What are you doing, Lamora?
What am I doing? I'm probably just following, kind of, not too close, but not too far.
What's not too close, not too far? Like, give me a distance.
A few feet. A
few feet? Like behind. 5, 3, something like that?
5.
Okay, 5 feet.
Yes.
All right, Mithrin is just following Nick. He's, like, right behind him. Like, let's just get this done. Get out of here. I'm tired of this. So, you walk to the left door, and if I remember the order correctly, it is Nick in the front, Mithrin second, Lamora second, Mithrin, and Will, you're still at the stairway?
I think I've kind of, you said there's a part of a wall, like, that is, like, the door isn't right next to the top of the stairway?
Yeah, right.
I think he would just kind of sidle along, like, he got to the top of the stairs, sidled along, and it was just kind of like, hello, kind of. Okay.
But you're moving towards the same door that these guys are, right?
I think he is kind of waiting. he gets to the top of the stairs and is watching what they're doing, but is waiting because he's doesn't hear, if he doesn't hear any baby or anything, he's not really going to be like, let's just burst through some doors up here.
Can you give me a wisdom check?
Ooh, I rolled an 18.
As you are sidling on that wall, you feel the wall give a little bit.
Oh.
So before they actually... See, you two just get along. Like someone says a word and then you're like, oh, this is the song that that came from. But then she was singing Nickelback today and I'm like, never do that again.
Well, I think he's still not used to... I don't know if he'll ever be used to it, but being like, he's not like some sneaky dungeon delver. So I think he would be like, whoa, it's like a door or something. Like it feels like the wall is moving.
The wall moved secret back door. A little bit when you
I think he audibly kind of goes, whoa, something like that. Okay. And, you know, and I don't know if they would hear that, but I'm assuming it's loud enough.
Yeah. If he does that, Nick would turn around and be ready. Or something.
Everyone turns around and looks at Will. What?
No, moving things that shouldn't be moving, but, well, actually, no, this wall is moving. So kind of felt, want to come check this out? Or I think he kind of pushes against it. He's not.
Okay. Well, as you push against it, it does open into a door, and there are stairs behind it.
Up or down?
They go up.
I think I might have found an attic-ish spot, guys.
Right?
And I think I don't know what everyone else does, but he would keep, I think he would nudge the door open a little more just to see if he can hear a baby. Again, he's still listening for the baby.
There is no sounds at all. The one thing you have noticed, though, is that the further up this house you go, the colder it is getting. Just a little bit, but it is getting colder.
What was the weather like outside?
Misty, foggy, temperature-wise, I would say, like, somewhere in, like, 65, 68.
Okay.
Something like that. You know, comfortable, but not cold.
So not in weather where if you went up into an attic, it would be colder?
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. I mean, you could go outside without a coat and be just fine.
Well, so what did the kids say? This baby, I thought they said he was on the third floor.
I thought he just said attic.
They said he was above, or like us, they said he was third floor, attic, something like, they said he was up.
I could have sworn they said just attic, he's in the attic. Okay. There's whatever in the basement, and the baby's in the attic, and that's what I've been looking for, the attic. So, I say, if you guys are convinced
if you want, you could roll a history, and I could tell you exactly what they said, if you have, like, great memory. To
remember. Me?
Exactly, yeah. If Will is like, yeah, what did they say?
I hope he would have a good memory, but I don't think I have history. No, I don't.
Well, it's not trained, so you just add whatever that little gray.
Yeah,
one it's just is. a nine total.
Nine. You remember it being like a third floor attic, something up on the top of the house.
It was on the roof, right?
Yeah. Maybe the baby is the weather vane. You don't
know. God. Stupid kids. Well,
we should decide, because I think we should try to make this quick, but it's weird. I mean, obviously, this all is very weird. I think we can all agree on that. But to have a baby in a room that's in a floor hidden by a door like this...
You guys, I don't hear a baby.
I know.
I don't, I'm telling you right now that this whole thing is not the greatest. I honestly think... I don't think we should even be here, but I'm guessing you guys are going to keep forging on, because that seems what you lot do.
You know what? Good point, Will. Let's do it. Nick will go to the stairs if no one stops him.
You totally try to stop him.
Okay. What would he do?
Just to, not like push him or anything, but he would like be like, wait a second. Do you even hear a baby? I have not heard a baby this whole entire time.
I
don't.
That's what concerns me. I mean, yes, there may not be a baby, but I think it's something we need to determine for sure.
How many floors did this thing seem to have on from the outside, you guys?
Three-ish?
Yeah, it had three for sure, and an attic that you can maybe, like, imagine in the roof.
All right, so if we say that we're going into the attic now, and there turns out to be some other staircase...
Something good.
Right?
What?
Can we just agree on that?
You mean if there's a theoretical other staircase above us leading
How
further up?
How many staircases are we going to climb for a baby that we cannot even hear?
Well, I can't imagine going up any further than this, next little area up this stairway you discovered for us.
All right. Do we have a deal then? Can we say that if we go up the staircase and there's no baby...
Right.
We get the hell out of here.
Well, I think we should then check this floor, because it could be here, since we can't really decide.
They said attic.
I could have sworn they
Damn
said
it,
third
they
floor.
They said attic.
Mithrin is like, he is going, you know what, I don't care what we do. Let's just pick somewhere to go. I really don't care.
I think let's go up, because this area can't be that large up here, and clear it, and then go from there.
Clear it. Yep, let's go clear it.
That's so we want to clear it and then move down from there is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think then we should at least check this floor and then we maybe could call it good. Because I think we all agree that they either said attic or top floor or something, which is either going to be one of these two areas.
So you're saying you want to clear this floor that we're on now first and move up?
No. Let's go up. We'll clear that because it's probably smaller and then go from there. That's what I think.
And what does Lamora think of this?
Did you have an attic in the temple?
Yeah, did you?
There was no temple attic, no.
Where'd you keep your Christmas decorations? What does Lamora think?
Lamora thinks we should go up, too.
All right.
Let's go up.
Everyone's moving up. Will, are you following along?
Will is shaking his head, and he's probably reaching for that locket in the hopes that he feels some of that... whatever he was feeling earlier, because he's getting a little nervous.
You grab the locket?
Yeah.
Roll me a percentage, please.
Oh, percentage. 92.
Wow. Okay. You look into the locket as you pick it up. It does feel warm.
Okay.
But as you look into it, you see your mother.
Oh, man. And then I am just crestfallen.
You are very... all of a sudden kind of struck with this, like, you can't quite express yourself. You can't speak for a little while.
Yeah.
You're so sad. Like, you
yes.
just can't speak.
Okay. Kevin, if you don't want me to play, just say so.
No. Your character can still do everything it normally can, but just right now, for like the next little bit, you're just like sad and you can't speak. You can speak, and your character can still grab people and do whatever it wants, but...
Okay.
The locket has powers. Mm. But who knows what they will be. So, anyway, everyone starts moving up the stairs, and you get to the top. And as you get up there, there is a large open area, and there are doors not straight ahead, but right off to your left. And then you can see around the corner of the door that you came up for the stairway, there's a little jaunt to your left even more, and there's another door that way. So you can either be going basically straight west or straight east after a little antechamber area that's like maybe 15 feet by 30.
And does this seem like an attic, or is it furnished? What is the space like?
This space is unfurnished. There is absolutely nothing in it at all. It is quite dusty.
Okay.
It looks like it has not been inhabited in quite a long time, if it ever was.
No, like, footprints in the dust or anything?
Nothing at all.
Okay. He'll just head west.
Okay. Come around the corner, you open the west door, and there is what looks to be, like, some kind of chamber for, like, servants or something like that. There's a bed, there's dresser drawers, some furniture, a footlocker at the end of the bed. Very simple furnishings for maybe a servant or something like that.
Okay. Just a closed room to all appearances, no other exits?
Yeah, there's a fireplace other than that, and a window looking out. The window that looks out would look out towards the street.
Okay.
But that is all.
Unless someone's like right behind him, he'll turn around and go back out.
What would Will and Lamora like to be doing while Nick is looking in the room?
Peeking around, I guess.
Same room?
Yeah.
And Will, same thing, just looking around, or...
I think he's a little shaken up. I think that he's just kind of watching them. He's kind of lame right now, sorry.
No, Mithrin is doing the same thing. He's just kind of watching at this point. All right, so then Nick, you are definitely the one who has command of the situation, since you're taking charge.
Well, he'll turn around, he'll head past, back past the three of them and say, no baby in there, let's check the other door, and head to it, unless someone beats him to it.
So you walk up to the next door, and you notice that this door is different than the last one. This one actually has a bar that goes across the door, as if trying to keep something from inside from getting outside.
Is that in character?
No, I'm not talking.
I know.
No, the thing is, that's not talking. That could be in character.
No.
He'll listen at the door first before doing anything, like put his ear up to it.
Let's see, have a perception.
18.
You don't hear anything.
Okay. He'll lift or slide the bar, whatever is appropriate.
Okay. It's just a simple, like, wooden plank that goes over, like, two latches on it to hold it.
Cool.
So you remove that, you open the door, and as you open the door, first things you see are this. You see a bed that's on the left side of the room, like a child's bed.
Okay.
You see another bed that's on the right side of the room, like another child's bed. On to your immediate left, right outside the door, there appears to be a dollhouse. On to your immediate right, there seems to be a toy box. And in the center of the room are the bodies of two children.
What?
They appear to have been there for a long time.
Okay, so there's no question of whether they're dead.
They're quite desiccated at this point.
And there's no crib or anything?
No. These appear to be two children, like, something in the age of, like, maybe 10 and 6.
Sounds familiar.
Can I see that? Or is it, like, in a door that's down a hallway?
Yeah, anybody who is within, I would say, 5 feet of the door can see this. So I think all of you kind of followed that way. So I think you all see it.
I don't even want to say what I think my character would do.
What would your character do? So that
would take him down the stairs. Start heading down the stairs. He would just start walking down the stairs. No, because I mean that's like totally. I mean that's messed up.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's like that seems like it's exactly like along the lines in his head of something that was supposed to happen. They're framed for something or whatever. This is bad news, and he wants to get out of here.
Okay, I love that you're like playing the character so good.
I'm sorry.
No, I love it. I love it. Okay, so by the way, I forgot to tell you guys, because Katie did this like awesome little blog thing at the beginning, the Tumblr thing, I gave her inspiration at the beginning of the game. So nice. She has inspiration. And just so you guys know what that is.
I don't know.
Inspiration means...
I forget what it is.
You can re-roll your d20 at your choosing. So, like, if you did a saving throw or an attack or anything like that and you didn't like the result and wanted to go higher or something like that, you can re-roll it once. Or you can give that inspiration to anybody else.
Okay.
So that's how that works. It's just kind of this cool thing. It's like a do-over, basically. Like, if you didn't, like, I rolled for this to, you know, hit something and I missed, use your inspiration. You can re-roll it.
So, okay.
Or if someone else is doing that and you're like, you're doing a good job, you can... give it to them.
Cool.
Okay, so Will is freaking out and turning around to walk and leave.
Yeah.
Okay. As you are turning around to leave, Mithrin just grabs your shoulder and he's like, nope, 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 nope. We're all staying together. Something's up here. You're staying here.
Exactly. Am I allowed to talk now or not? Still no.
Yeah, you can talk now.
Exactly. Something's up and I'm going. I mean, he's going to be like not going to let this guy hold him. He probably is stronger than me, but still he's going to be trying to get away.
We're going to do a strength contest right now.
Okay.
So you roll your strength, Mithrin rolls his strength, and we will see who wins.
Oh my god, you will probably win.
Get Mithrin's sheet.
Oh my god, I rolled an 18 again.
Plus
your
strength.
Really good. Yeah, plus your strength.
That's a minus.
Oh, yay for Mithrin.
It's a 17.
17? Oh, Mithrin sucks. Okay. So you break free. Mithrin tried to hold you, but you are free.
Okay. And I'm not even saying anything to anybody because I'm done with these people. I'm going. I'm just leaving down the stairs.
Okay, you're walking down the stairs. Okay, Lamora.
I don't know, guys. Like, I don't know what's going on here. They look about the same age as the kids we saw out there. Like, are they the same boy, girl?
They seem to be very similar. Same.
I think Lamora's kind of frozen and doesn't know what to do, so she just kind of stands there.
Okay. at that moment, you look back. As Will, you're going back to the stairway.
Yeah.
You look at the top of the stairway, and guess what? Two kids are there.
No, 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 no.
And it's the kids you saw on the street.
Oh, no, no, no.
They're holding, you know, they're look exactly the same as they did on the street. You know, the smaller one has got a stuffed bear that he's kind of holding like this. And the taller girl has kind of, like, got her hand on his shoulder to kind of, like, comfort him because he looks like he's pretty distraught. And the girl asks, where are you going?
Home?
We asked you to help us find our brother.
Like, is it clear that they're ghosts now or something? Like, are they ghosty?
There's not much to be seen. They're not transparent or anything. They look like real kids.
But we suspect? I mean, like, I don't know how much we suspect that this is something, like, they're... Okay. I am not good at finding people. That is not something I'm very good at. And I think that you don't need me. So I think I'm going to be going. Excuse me?
They start advancing towards you.
In a menacing way?
No,
I mean, they're
just
children.
Walking, they're actually walking towards you like little kids would be to, like, hey, you know, dad, hi, you know, like, we need your help. They're, like, walking at you like that way. Nick, what are you doing?
He'll, obviously he hears this exchange. He was just kind of in the same state as Lamora was, kind of. But he'll turn around and, seeing what's happening, he'll walk up next to Will and face the kids and be like, I don't think your brother's up here.
He's in the house somewhere. We can hear him.
We can't hear anything. You said he was up here.
Maybe the nursemaid moved him.
Right.
She's very nice. We like her a lot. She's very nice and she helps us.
Can Will be sidling, just, like, especially because Nick came up this way, can Will
you
just
can be
kind of...
You can be, like, leaning that way, but not moving yet.
Okay. Just because that's his goal, is to just be like, maybe Nick will distract these people, and I can...
Lamora, what are you doing?
Lamora is looking in the room still, so are there still the bodies on the floor?
They are in there.
Bodies on the floor, kids by the stairs.
Kids are by the stairs that you came up, so there's about a 15-foot gap between the stairs and Will, who is the closest to the stairs. Mm-hmm. Then there's Nick side by side. Mm-hmm. You are right behind Will, and then Mithrin, who is right next to the door.
Okay. Do you guys know what's in this room over here? Have you been up here? Have you seen that?
Who are you asking?
The kids.
The kids? That's our room.
Yeah.
Have you been in there recently? Like, have you seen what's in there now?
The kids kind of just look at you blankly like, it's our room.
It's their room. It's their room, guys.
Their room.
Mithrin, at this time, he kind of leans up behind Nick and goes, I don't know how to fight ghosts, do you?
He just sort of slowly shakes his head while not breaking eye contact with the kids.
I'm thinking maybe we either go into their room and hope to talk our way out of this, or we just try and run through them. This is... I've never fought a ghost before. I don't know what to do with ghosts.
He'll,
I'm pretty sure those are ghosts.
Ghosts! Ghosts, 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 ghosts.
Those are ghosts.
Ghost?
A ghost! Zoinks!
I think Nick will maybe, just because he doesn't know what else to do, and kind of playing off of what Lamora said, he'll, like, gesture to the room and be like, can you explain to us what this is? What's going on here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they start walking straight towards their room, like they're coming right towards you guys.
Okay. Can I flatten myself against the wall?
Like, is there room for us to let them pass?
You certainly can. Yeah, everyone can step aside.
Nick will.
And they all do. The kids walk into the room, and now they are inside, close to their beds, towards the back wall.
And he'll gesture to the bodies on the floor and be like, What you can, this? It's basically as articulate as he can get.
Mommy and Daddy, they were trying to protect us from the monsters, and so they locked us up here. You can tell also when you look at the back walls and the windows. All the windows have been bricked up and everything.
Oh, great. So that's you on the ground.
We were really hungry.
Right, but not anymore, right?
Still kind of hungry sometimes.
Okay. So is it fair to say you're dead then, right? Not to upset you.
We're tired.
Mm-hmm. Can I assume that your brother is also tired?
He doesn't talk much anymore. And at that point, you kind of look, and he's actually starting to cry just a little bit. Like it's like he's getting tired and cranky, almost like a toddler does.
God. Nick, you fucking idiot.
Anybody else? Will, what are you doing?
What do you mean? He's outside.
I know, I'm not in there. I'm not. I mean, seriously, he would have pressed himself against the wall and, like, seen if anyone was looking at him and tried to...
sneak away again.
Back Mithrin away.
Is keeping an eye on you, by the way.
Oh. That's what he would be trying... I don't think he would be wanting much of this.
Lamora. Stop reading the
I'm not
adventure.
Reading. I think Lamora would probably say to the kids, well, maybe you guys can just go have a little rest in your beds, and we're gonna keep checking out the house maybe.
Are you leaving?
No, we'll be around. She might kind of be lying, but she...
So you're leaving here?
No, we'll be around. If you just want to maybe you guys can just have a little rest, and we'll be around. We'll see what we can find out while you
but
rest.
But you're not taking us with you.
Well, I feel like it's really late, and you know, I think it might be a good idea that...
At this moment, you notice that the girl's eyes start to get bright white. Like, the pupil kind of disappears.
Oh my God.
As she's, like... You can't tell, like, her face doesn't change emotion. Just all of a sudden, like, her pupils just kind of disappear and her eyes go crazy white. And the boys is doing the same thing. And at that moment, I'm going to have you guys all roll wisdom.
14.
Oh, poor Lamora.
Poor Lamora, she's supposed to be wise.
Well, right, add now. Your wisdom.
You're too ghosted up.
So, what did Nick get?
14.
And what did William? What'd you get?
Pumpkin is peeing in his britches right now. An 8.
And Mithrin, 12. So, William and Lamora, you've just been possessed.
What?
So.
Awesome.
William, you have been taken over by the boy, who you now know his name is Thornbolt. He is normally referred to as Thorn. Thornbolt Durst. Lamora, you have been taken over by the girl, and her name is Rose, also called Rosevolt.
Lovely.
So, you are now taken over. You can take your normal actions and stuff, but occasionally you might be told to do something, and you will have to roll to see if you can resist it or not.
Oh no. I guess I'm staying where I am.
So the two kids that you were just looking at, Nick, are all of a sudden gone.
Oh, like, completely gone.
But the bodies are still there.
White eyes, then disappeared.
Yep, white eyes, things go white, gone.
And just without, like, me, at least without me studying, because he wouldn't know that that happened, maybe, unless something, did something obvious happen? Like, did they fly into their bodies, or...
No, just all of a sudden, like, flash of light, gone.
Okay. And otherwise, Will and Lamora look the same?
They look the same, except for, you know, everybody is kind of looking at the space, like, what just happened.
And we can't tell them what happened?
No, you can't. You don't really know what to do with what's happened to you yet.
Okay, so we are aware that there is a ghost in us.
You are, because you can actually hear them talking to you if you choose to talk to them in your mind.
But I can't, but they won't let us tell
anybody
else.
They won't let you tell anybody yet.
All right.
Maybe if ever.
Oh, awesome.
So the room is empty now. Nick, you're in the front and you have the lead. What are you doing?
He'll turn to the others and be like, I mean, I was torn. It felt to me like they needed help. I obviously they're dead. I think we can agree on that.
I think you're right, says Mithrin.
Yeah. I think you were right to say ghost multiple times, yes. I will say that I feel some pity towards them. They don't seem to be malevolent in any way. I don't know about the rest of this house. Obviously, we ran into a bit of a snafu downstairs. But that there at the end, I don't know. Maybe there's... I don't know. I think we might need to get out of here.
Go ahead, Will. Before you start speaking, though, Thorn starts going, our baby brother is still here. Baby brother is still here. Baby brother is still here. Over and over and over again.
There's still a baby here, apparently. I'm pretty sure there might be a baby here in the house somewhere.
Maybe, but can't imagine it's alive either.
Probably. You're right. You're probably right. Is he still chanting that in my head forever?
He's kind of calming down a little bit, but it's still there, like, no, there's still a baby here. And then in Lamora's head, what you hear is, we have great toys. You should look at our toys. We have awesome toys.
I don't know, guys. I mean, you think there's anything else we should be looking for? Should we get out of here? Maybe we should check out the stuff.
Mithrin is just like, I'm following whatever you guys do. I don't know what's going on. This place is a total shit show. I don't know what to
do. Well, is he still saying anything?
He's still like, baby brother's still here. Hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Oh my god. He's like, all right, time to look in the other doors up here. Let's please, can we look at some other doors around here? Complete attitude change. Just so look around.
Are you wanting to look in their room first, since you never even went in it? Or are you, what do you want to go look at new places entirely?
If I saw that there was no baby anything in there, I wouldn't be, this little boy's obsessed with the baby, that's what Will's going to be like, okay, baby, all right, where's the baby? Let's look in another door.
Okay, so in this room, you know, there's two beds, toy box, dollhouse, and then there's the one room that you're already in. That's all that you have in there, so you want to move to a new room is what you're saying.
Yeah, he's going to walk out. I don't know where everyone else is in the room, because yes. He wasn't in the room. He never went in the room.
In the hallway. I don't know if anyone actually walked
into
the room.
Yeah, I don't think anybody went into the room with the creepy kids, but okay. We were all, like, right by the door.
Will, I mean, this is the most amazing day he's ever had. I think he's going to be like, okay, guys, let's, and he, I don't think he's even like really paying attention to anyone right now, because I think this is almost like a dream. And he just starts walking to the next door to look to see if there's a Brit. He's not really looking at anyone else right now, because he's kind of like, okay, I have a child in my head right now, and I need to move to the next place to do something about this. He's big into taking his life into his own hands, so that's what he's going to do.
What's everyone else doing?
I don't know. If Lamora was hearing about toys from the girl, maybe she'll want to like look in the toy box.
Okay. Why don't you roll perception?
16.
Okay, with a 16, you look at the toy box, it's toys.
It's toys.
Nothing crazy going on there. You look at the dollhouse, though, and you realize it's an exact duplicate of the house you are in. Same number of floors. When you look on the outside, around the outside of the dollhouse itself, it's like there's like some caulking that's like holding it to a base that's like, you know, yay thick or something like that. And when you open the dollhouse, all the floors, everything there is exactly what you have already been through. So you realize that this is actually a one-for-one map of the entire house.
Oh, hey guys, check this out. So maybe we can look at this. This looks exactly like everything we've seen. So maybe we can check it out and see what we're missing. Maybe we can see if there's a crib in one of the rooms in the dollhouse. We could go from there. I don't know.
Right. Do you see one? He'll come over behind Lamora and look as well.
Yep. So... if you look in there, you can actually find anything you want in the house. You can see there are a number of secret passageways. There are a number of secret rooms. There are doors that are hidden, that sort of thing. And you can see a room right below, in the floor below where you are right now, that does seem to have a baby crib in it.
Would it be possible to map that out, at least that getting to that room from
yeah.
here.
I mean, once you've looked at this dollhouse, you can figure it out. Like, oh, that's just down one to the right, and okay, there.
It's not like go through the secret passageway, go up two flights of stairs, slide behind this, peer out through the painting with the holes cut out.
Nothing, a fireman's pole. Nothing that complicated. You can see, like, when you do look at the house and you're looking at the secret passageways, though, you can see a couple things. None of them are really complex. Most of them are just like there's a door and it opens to a small room that who knows.
Okay.
You know, but it's a door that doesn't look like a normal door. And then the other thing that you've seen is that there's actually another spiral staircase. It's very small that actually goes from the attic down below to somewhere else that is not on the house.
Like a basement.
Probably.
That's where the monster was.
Probably. It's probably what the kids were talking about.
Well, Nick was kind of torn about wanting to help anyway and seeing that there's maybe a clear route to helping them, even though they're disappeared at this point. He might make that detour at least on the way out.
Okay, so you are going where?
Well, he'll back out of the room and he'll maybe see that Will was going over. He now wants to find the baby, so he'll go to where Will is, see what he found, and depending on what's going on, maybe pass that info along to him.
All right. Why don't you tell Will that?
Will, so you're looking for the baby?
Yeah, there's a baby somewhere, apparently, yes, in this house.
I think that might be what we need to do to help these ghost kids, which I don't know if it's a terrible idea. It might be. I don't know, but...
I think it is a really good idea to help these children who are in desperate need for help.
You felt bad for them, too? I mean, they seemed so sad.
I feel so bad right now.
And inside, you're hearing this little, like, yay!
Lamora found a doll. Well, she saw the dollhouse, and it seems to be a model of this house that we're in, and one of the rooms has a crib in it. So I thought maybe that would be a good place to check out.
The kids have a model of their own house. What a lovely toy. Let me go check. You would want to go see this fancy schmanchy thing too.
Okay. Yeah, go right into the room and check it out. Yeah.
See it for his own self and check it out because he doesn't trust anyone here yet. But
yeah, and you see it as exactly what Nick said. It's a actual one-for-one version of the house. You know, all the rooms are there, including the secret ones and the stairway and all that stuff.
Can he ask the kid something?
You can, in your head. You could say whatever you like to him.
And you said there was the crib was right below the room we were in?
It's like one floor below you, yeah. Pretty much almost straight underneath where you are.
Okay, well he'd be like, is that the baby's room? Right there?
That's where Walter is.
Okay, Walter. And there's no chance that you're... What did he call it before? The nursemaid or something?
The nursemaid, yeah.
There's no way that the nursemaid brought your Walter anywhere else?
I don't think... I don't know.
You don't know. You are so helpful. I don't know what everyone else is doing right now, but he's going to try to figure out how to get down. I don't know how whatever the easiest route to get right below their room is where he's going to want to go.
It would be straight back the way you came.
Okay.
And then basically take a left right when you get to the bottom of your stairway. Basically the door that Nick was standing right outside of when you found the door.
Good going, Will. You totally pumpkin that one up.
Way to gourd it up, Will. Lamora, what are you doing?
She's going to go down. Check out the room with the...
All right. Mithrin is following along, and he is content to just let other people lead him at this point, because he's completely out of his depth. And this is going to make a great story. I'm taking a lot of details. This is going to be good.
Do Will and Lamora hold hands?
No.
They should. But they don't.
You just feel your hand, your arm reaching out to each other. You have to stop it.
You're like, why am I doing this? So you guys all head back down to the third floor the way you came. And you arrive in front of the door where Nick was standing before. And who is going in first? What's the order?
actually have a question. Do I know at all, is there any way that I perceive that she is possessed as well, or do I only know that I was possessed?
You do not know that she is possessed. You don't know where your sister is, but at this moment it's not really bothering you. You're comforted the fact that there is someone with you.
Okay.
That's Thorn talking, you know. Like, Thorn is like, I'm not alone. There's someone with me. I'm okay.
Oh, yeah, you are safe with me.
Yeah, little buddy. Let's do it. So what's the order? Or I'm assuming Nick is going to be in the...
I don't know. It might be Will.
I think I would be right there at this point. I'm kind of...
All
right,
cool.
Yeah.
All right, so Will is in the front at the doorknob, and then who is right behind Will?
I think that probably would be Nick, unless Lamora's Rose is pushing her along.
Either way.
Okay, so you're probably right alongside. We'll just put you guys right against her. And then Mithrin's in the back. Go ahead, Will. What are you doing?
I think he asks the little boy if this is the right door, just to make sure. This is the right place?
That's it.
All right. I think he knocks on the door and, hello, anybody in there?
No response.
Awesome. Just so fucking great. he just goes in. I don't think, I think that he thinks that this is the, you know, this is about as bad as you can get. Listen, he's not very experienced in the ways of things. Okay.
The ways of what?
Adventuring. He doesn't know this stuff.
Yeah. So you open the door and you walk in and you can see there is a relatively large bed in the middle of the room, up against the west wall. Next to the bed, there is a bassinet that has one of those old-timey covers that goes over the whole top of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You know, like the little drapes that go around like the bassinet. And then on the other side, there's a chest of drawers, and that is all.
And I'm going to go baby hunting. Baby! He's going to be like, hello, little baby! Any babies in here?
No response. No response from the...
Of course there's no response. Yeah. There's no response.
Yes, I'm in here. Come help me.
Yeah.
Have you seen... Yeah, I'm here.
Baby Walter's here.
This is my name. My name is Baby.
Oh, baby my Walter. God. He's disturbed, but... He is going to hesitantly walk across and go up to the bassinet and steal himself. He's not...
I am proud of Will at this moment.
If he isn't swallowed up by the floor or something in the meantime, he's going over to the bassinet and stealing himself.
Will walks up to the bassinet. What's everyone else doing? Going in the room, going out of the room, staying in the doorway? What are we doing?
Nick will go in.
Everyone's going in, then. Okay, so everyone steps into the side of the room. Will, as you open the curtain that's on the bassinet, you see that there's actually a small bundle of, like, swaddling claws in the bassinet, and it's just sitting there.
No baby face. No nothing I can see.
It's all bundled up. It's hard to see.
Like, it looks like it could be a baby.
Absolutely. It's baby-sized. It's...
Will has been around a lot of death. He, And babies. Children. But true. I think that he just is kind of cursing the day that he has had.
This is the worst Monday ever.
Yeah. He takes another deep breath and he just kind of... Well, I think first maybe he actually, because he has that voice in his head, he might say, does this look anything like...
That's Walter.
I think he's going to say, because he has that voice, he's going to talk to everybody else in the room and be like, baby is probably right here. And he's going to kind of just gently fidget with the...
Sure. Okay.
As
you do that, kind of like fidget with it to open to try and see a face or whatever.
Yeah.
As you get it open, it all just falls apart. And there's nothing there at all. It's just empty cloth.
Never mind.
And then from behind you all, you hear...
My baby! Roll for initiative. God.
Roll for initiative.
Oh, God. Will dies. I'll just tell you right now, he just dies of a heart attack.
Add your initiative. Oh,
I don't like that. I gotta
tell you. No, that's perfect. You're first.
I don't want to be first.
Okay, so you guys... what'd you guys get?
11 plus 4, so 15.
Okay. What'd you have, Will?
6.
6, okay. You actually did worse than Mithrin, which is amazing.
I think it is appropriate for the story. Yeah. I don't think he would be prepared for that.
So, you guys turn around, and you see in the doorway is what looks like this just rail-thin kind of feminine shape. Obviously a ghost of some sort, but just looks absolutely like it's lost all its humanity. And it doesn't look to be wearing any clothes or anything like that. It's just basically jaws down, out for blood type thing.
Oh, great.
And it is coming straight at the first person that it sees, and that happens to be Mithrin, because he was in the back. What do you know? And it rolls to attack Mithrin. And it totally hits. And you can notice that as it touches Mithrin, he appears to go pale. And he takes 5 damage. Yeesh. And it appears like he is getting weaker and weaker and weaker as it is touching him. He can't even move. He's just like kind of going and like losing color on his face.
Oh my God.
And then it goes to Lamora.
I should like Sacred Flame it or something.
That would be a great choice.
I'm going to do that.
That is a hit. Good job.
Ooh.
So now you roll damage. 7 points, nice, of radiant damage, which you happen to notice burns it like a motherfucker.
Ooh.
Like, more than normal.
Nice.
So it takes 14 points of damage, actually, because it's radiant. All right, moving right along to Nick.
So the ghosty, this lady ghost, is it still, like, doing something to Mithrin? Like, it's still, like, latching onto him, or...?
It is just touching him.
Okay.
Like, basically just, like, both hands on the sides of his body, and just... And he is getting, like, weaker and weaker looking.
I think he'll come up and use his action to try to pull him away from the ghost.
Sweet. Okay. Let's have a strength.
Okay. That's not good. 16.
16 is going to work. Yeah, you pull him free.
Cool.
You pull him free of the thing that is attached to him, and Mithrin starts to breathe again as you pull him off. He's like, and he like just basically falls down like he's lost all of his strength. He's still alive, he's breathing and everything like that, but he doesn't look well.
Okay.
And you have any other actions you want to use?
I think that's all I can do.
Don't you have any bonus actions? Come on,
nope.
Dude. You're a rogue. No,
not yet.
Give
level
it time.
1 rogue.
Yeah, I know. Mithrin, it's his turn, and the only thing he can do at this point is he just lays there and gasps and tries to, because he's laying on the ground, and he tries to stand up, and he gets about up to his knees. And then we go to Will.
Is the voice in my head saying anything? Can I be like, what the fuck is that? Yeah,
the voice in your head is actually going, that's the nursemaid.
Oh my God. Tell it to stop!
She's very nice to us.
This is not a nice thing happening right now. All right. Not good, not good, is just what he's going to be projecting to this thing. Not a nice lady. Not a nice ghosty lady thing. But, you know, he does the Eldritch Blast, which is basically all I got right now.
That's all right.
I rolled a 15, and I don't know what I got.
It.
Attack bonus is 5.
Yeah.
So, 20.
Very strong hit. Very strong hit.
And then you roll
that in and roll me damage.
I am the slowest player in the world.
And I think it's
you're not.
5?
Okay. Yeah, you hit it solidly, and you can definitely tell that did some damage to it. And it looks like it is definitely not happy. In fact, it's super pissed right now.
Oh, God.
And it is its turn.
Yeah, oh no.
It will go to the closest person it can that wasn't Mithrin, and that would be Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And so it basically lunges at you, Nick, and it is trying to grab your shoulders, face, anything it can to do basically the same thing it did to Mithrin.
Oh, great.
And it rolls crappily. It rolls an 8.
Just versus AC?
AC. Yeah, AC. Yeah. Okay. It misses you.
I duck out of the way.
You nimbly dodge out of the way, yep, like the rogue that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamora gets to go again.
I just don't.
Sacred Flame was great, I would say.
Yeah, that's probably that's your bread and butter right now, anyway.
Sacred, yeah. Hey, I am it up.
Yeah, roll it up, man.
All right.
Dogma.
9 plus, what is your modifier? 3. So, 12. Not going to work. Not that time. All right, and then it goes to Nick.
Well, he's a little dubious whether this will work or not. He's never tried to stab a ghost, but he'll draw his rapier and try to, like, slashy-slash it.
Okay.
15.
15 is going to hit. Is that piercing or slashing damage?
Piercing.
Piercing damage.
I flavored it as slashing, but it is classified as piercing.
Okay, roll me damage.
Okay.
11. Wow, holy crap. That actually does do, like, what does it do?
D8 plus 4.
Really? Holy crap.
I have a 19 dexterity.
Okay, yeah. As you stick the blade of your rapier through the thing's head, it does disintegrate.
Whoa.
Into...
It did work.
into just a mist and, like, this cry of, like, my baby! And goes into nothingness and whatnot. And then all of a sudden you hear... Well, I shouldn't say you hear, Nick, but Will and Lamora hear, no! Like, shit. Really loud in your ears. And all of a sudden, Nick, you notice that Lamora and Will drop to their knees and, like, grab their ears like they've just heard the loudest thing they've ever heard.
Yeah.
He'll rush up to whoever's closer and go down and be like, what's wrong?
I think it's Lamora closest to you.
Okay.
And...
Go ahead.
She's not supposed to say that.
She can at this time say what is going on because the kids that you've been possessed by are distraught.
So, Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Rose. So, I can't explain it, but you know when the kids disappeared, like somehow they got sucked. Rose got issues in my body.
He'll step back a step.
She's part of it. I know. She's talking to me. I don't know. She just screamed really, really loud in my head.
He'll look over at Will. Say, Will?
He is really loud. He's really upset. We just killed his nanny or something. He's been telling me that he's hungry and he won't shut up. And this lady, the baby, there's no baby in there. There's no baby. And he's like, he's starting to get really upset. There's no baby in there. And she's like, why is she attacking us? There's no baby.
At this moment, both you, Lamora, and Will, you can feel the ghost kind of get control of themselves and like, yeah, now you can't talk about them anymore to anyone.
Oh, no.
So how long have they, when did they, I guess when they disappeared, they flew into you or what's going on?
He just looks at Lamora like, oh, we need to find this baby.
Yeah, that baby, how about that baby?
You think that might be how to get them out of you, or?
And he's starting to talk to the kid in his head again.
Okay, what's Will saying?
Like, where is the baby? There was no baby in there.
Yeah, a baby died.
Well, you're dead. What has happened? Like, what?
you're dead!
You're dead, too. Why is the baby gone? Where is the baby?
Baby died.
Yeah, you're dead, too. Little boy. Little... Thornbolt.
Yes.
Thornbolt. Such disdain for that name.
Yeah, exactly.
What a dumb name, Deadkin.
What kind of ridiculous name do you have?
Deadkin, what a dumb bolt. Name.
Hopefully you can't read my mind, but anyway, Thornbolt. Aren't you dead too? That was you, right? Upstairs in that creepy, creepy room.
He starts crying in your head. He just starts crying.
Kid, we want to get out of here. If we're bothering you, please, just like let us get out of here. You want us to find the baby. If he's dead, there's no baby. What do you want us to do?
He's just in your head. It's just...
And Will just is like this to everybody, like... just pulling his hair like, got him. So clearly he's having a conversation, but he's like, at yeah. this point, he's given up on the conversation and he's wild-eyed looking at like...
Yeah, I'm going to give that to Nick and Lamora and Mithrin that everyone can tell, like, okay, there's something going on in your head that's not just you. Like, there's actually some kind of like dialogue happening between you and whatever spirit is inside of you. And what are you doing, Lamora?
I don't know. I guess
you can definitely see that, you know, something is going on with Will.
I don't know. I guess I haven't really talked to the girl in my head, Rose.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to?
Maybe.
Go ahead.
So, Rose, is there something that we should be doing now? What do you want? Do you want us to leave? Do you want...
Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. We're very lonely.
But you really, there's really nothing that we can do for you at this point. There's nothing you really need.
We're really tired. We just want to rest.
I think that's a good idea that you should definitely rest.
We can't rest where we are.
Are you able to leave?
We can't leave the area.
You can't leave, but you can't rest where you are. I don't know how we come into play with this. Like, what?
We're just so tired. We just want to, like, rest.
Do you think there's anything else we need to find in the house? Is there anything?
You should get the monster.
Great idea.
We haven't encountered enough, so we probably should. I mean, let's be real. I think Lamora would probably just put her hand. I don't know, guys. I don't know. Should we get out of here? What? Anybody have any thoughts?
Is the kid still crying in my head?
Still crying. Still just kind of like, now it's like much quieter though. Now it's like, you know, quiet little sobs that are just like, I'm so just tired. You know, like,
And I'm not allowed to say anything of what they're saying to me?
Right. Okay. Like, you could like say like, I have a plan to do this, but you wouldn't be able to say, the boy in my head says do
yeah.
this.
Okay.
And how's Mithrin look?
Mithrin is, like, standing over here just going, like, you guys are nuts. I thought I had seen it all. I've been through a worm's asshole, and now this is it. All right.
Wow.
He's okay, like, health-wise? Like,
he is very, very drained.
Okay.
You can tell he could definitely do with some healing, but he's still able to walk and do that sort of thing.
Well, I think we need to get these kids out of your heads. Do they still want us to find the baby, do you think? Or do we have to dispose of their bodies? Like, how do you put ghosts to rest? Does anybody know?
Mm-mm. I can't tell you these things. That's part of the game. Don't look at me for that.
We need to do something because this is terribly uncomfortable.
Well, like, can you ask them? Like, should we bury them or burn them or... pour holy water on them? What do we...
I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say. So the kid's still crying. Can his tone change a little bit, and can he be reaching for his humanity and his experience with...
Will has siblings.
Yes, he does. He has
young ones.
And he has had small siblings.
Yeah.
A little guy. I'm sorry that I called you dead. Maybe, you know, maybe that's
the gem of the night so far. I'm sorry, I called you dead.
That was really not a very nice thing to say. And are you going to keep crying? Please don't keep crying.
He starts calming down a little bit.
You're tired. Is there something that I can do to make you go to take a little nap, please?
He is like, we try sleeping and it doesn't work. Our beds aren't, they don't feel right.
Their beds don't feel right. Your bed doesn't feel right. Is it too hard? Is it too soft? Is it?
I don't know.
Are you trying to sleep in your bed that you had earlier?
Yeah, that's my bed.
But, you know, you're a little different now. Maybe you can try to sleep somewhere else that might be a little more comfortable. Like,
I don't know where that would be.
I don't know either, because I've never been in your position in my life or otherwise. But little man. Oh, it wouldn't have mattered because I wouldn't have heard that. Yeah. Wait, no. Or what did I hear? Because they were talking. Were they talking about their bodies? I can't remember now. Were they talking about themselves? Did they even see themselves in that room?
They didn't really acknowledge their bodies.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But they did say, like, we were locked in here. We got really hungry. So they kind of acknowledged their own death.
Oh, man. That's depressing.
What are you doing, Nick, through all of this?
I think he's kind of just watching them, realizing that something's going on. He's kind of out of his depth. He doesn't really know how to handle this. He can't stab them out of their heads. So he's going to try to wait for some cue from them. He doesn't realize they can't talk directly, so doesn't know they're limited. And he's maybe figuring out that they're talking in their heads and sort of waiting for a cue from them.
So, Lamora, you hear in your head, the monster is what keeps us from sleeping. Can't sleep when you dream about the monster.
The kids want us to kill the monster, and what would we possibly get out of that?
I like how you look at me like I can give you an answer. I can't do that.
Help me.
It's against the rules.
Help me, Dungeon Master. I don't know, guys. It seems like maybe we do have something we need to accomplish before we can leave here. Like, does anyone else want to explore a little more? I feel like there's a task for us, and maybe we can't leave until it's done.
Okay.
Mithrin pipes up at this time, and he's like, the least thing we can do is try and figure out how to put these kids at rest, because it's just shameful that two spirits should just be left to wander, you know, throughout this house and this town, if that's what we're...
Sure.
I wouldn't be able to, like, leave this place and feel good about that at all. And also, you know, if there is a monster or anything in this house that's worth getting out of it, that we can get either a good story or something to pay our way out of this godforsaken place, then I would be more than happy to steal whatever we need to out of here.
Yeah, I mean, you
make the money to get out of here.
You mentioned the monster. The kids did say something about that. They said it was in the basement, and there was a... When we were looking at the dollhouse, I did notice there was this odd sort of second staircase that seemed to go down, which might be there. I don't know if that's something we want to tackle. I think you might need a little bit of a break before we go traipsing around and potentially facing something. I don't know.
That's not a bad idea.
If these two...
Well, maybe before we go, like, you know, down into the dungeons or whatever, maybe we should just, like, see if there's anything to eat or anything in this house that we could do something with, because it seems foolish just to, like, sit up here with, like, you know, hey, guess what, we just killed a ghost, but now we're just sitting here. Maybe we should see if we have something in the house we could do.
Okay. I just want you to get back your strength. You seem a little bleh.
I feel bleh.
Yeah.
But
so do I.
Let's just say we're all feeling a little bleh. But why don't we just, instead of just like sitting up here, let's explore a little bit. Let's see what we can find.
Okay, if you're up for it. What do you guys think? Are the kids going to stand for that?
Kids have no objections. They're not saying much of anything to you guys right now.
Whatever we have to do to get these guys to go to sleep.
Okay. So where are you guys going?
There's lots of doors everywhere.
Yeah,
right?
There are lots of doors you guys never touched. So in the first floor, you have like half of it you haven't seen. Second floor, you have about over half that you have not seen. The third floor, you have about half that you haven't seen, maybe. The attic, you pretty much got. There's a one room in the attic you haven't looked in.
We're on the third floor right now.
You are on the third floor right now.
Well, if we're here on the third floor, should we look around?
Where would you like to go? You had the nursemaid's room that you went in.
Yep.
There was the spiral staircase hallway that you came up. And then there was a door to your right if you just came off the stairway. Mm-hmm. There was a door to your right. And then there's a couple smaller rooms.
So here's like a question that is, it's kind of like a, what is your style of DM person? Whenever I played before with the DMs that I had before, it was like nobody cared about them. They never like did rations and stuff like that. You mentioned getting something to eat. Now I wonder if that's actually, and that's totally fine. I just wondered if that is something that I would be
like, yeah. I actually don't care about. Okay. About, like, did you have actually enough day rations to make it through a day's hike? Like, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about that. Was just, like, Mithrin just talking. So.
Yeah, just that's what I, because I was wondering whether it would be something that I had to actually worry about feeding people
absolutely.
Or, you know, feeding myself.
The Katie mom kicks in and she's like, okay, I'm going to make this.
I mean, it's myself. It's a self-interest thing because I'm wondering how, like, Will is right now. I'm trying to think of what he would do. He has somebody in his head. He wanted to leave, but now he is stuck and he hasn't really figured out, I guess, at this point, even though Katie has figured it out, probably at least partially, not figured it out, but has a suspicion. And Will doesn't really know. He's a selfish person. So he's going to be like, what do I need to do? What do I need to do right now? And that's why I'm trying to think. He would probably start talking to the kid and like just wondering, is there anything I'm trying to remember how much I would remember of the dollhouse and.
Yeah, like the dollhouse, like you can just imagine like you remember everything.
Okay.
About the dollhouse. So actually, I should just.
Okay.
So let's just do it this way. Any room that you have an interest in, I can just tell you about like what's on the floor.
Yes, that would be what, he would be thinking about.
So
what's
on the third floor, you had the nursemaid's room that you came out of. There's a master bedroom that's also there. There's a couple servants' quarters. There is a closet that looks to be a storage closet. And there is a outside balcony as well.
I think, you know what Will's going to do? There's an outside balcony. Where is that going from?
Would be from the nursemaid's room. And then from
her room,
you open the door, it goes right out onto the balcony.
I think, you know what? He's going to get a breath of fresh air. He's going to open the door and try to go out on the balcony and just take a minute for himself.
All right. As you go out there, you open the door, and it is probably like the worst fresh air you've ever had. The mist and the fog is just so encroaching and so tight around the house that it's just... And it's not moving anywhere. There's no wind to like push it around or anything. It's just like hanging in the air. And so, granted, it is definitely more fresh than inside of the house, but it is not like a refreshing. It's like you go outside and you're like,
It's disheartening. Yeah. Okay.
Your mustache doesn't regain any of its pep.
It does not. It actually collects moisture and drips into your mouth, and you have to drink it.
Oh, it's so sad.
I know how that is. And what would you like to do, Lamora?
Okay, so there was a master bedroom, servant quarters. I don't know, nothing sounds that interesting.
So Lamora's taking a nap. Okay, Nick, what would you like to do?
Just because he's curious, everything else is probably pretty straightforward. He'll see what they keep in the storage closet.
Okay. You walk into storage closet area, and you look in there, and it is what you would typically imagine. There looks to be a bunch of cleaning supplies, brooms, various mops and buckets and things of that nature. Are you actually going to go and investigate shelves or anything? You're just opening the door?
Just get a sense of what's in there.
Okay. Yeah, that looks like to be what's in there. And then Mithrin, he is kind of just... doing thing. He walked into another one of the rooms and it was just another servant's quarters. Nothing much in there that he saw. He shut the door again. So back to Will.
All right. I think he kind of dejectedly walks back in. And
dude, it sucks outside.
Yeah. Oh man. And Lamora's just, what is she doing? She's in that room still?
She is just basically standing in place going, the world sucks. I don't like this place. Yeah. Everything's awful. She has the opposite Lego song. She's, everything is awful. Everything is bad when you're out of the temple. Everything is awful. I don't like this place. Yeah. That's what she's...
I think he kind of just stands near her because he saw that she can do some cool things. that seem powerful.
You're cool.
Yeah. I mean, right now he's not secure in his own powers yet or anything. So he's like, this lady seems pretty cool. And he just kind of, he's trying to talk to the kid in his head again and just kind of asking if there's any other nursemaids or you know, like, are mommy and daddy around?
They were downstairs last I saw them.
So you think they might still be in the house?
I haven't seen them since they put us up here, but their bedroom is downstairs, and Mom is sometimes there, and then Dad, he likes to go to the library.
Okay, was your daddy an angry man? Is your daddy an angry man?
He was nice to me sometimes.
He was nice to you sometimes. How about Mommy?
She was nice to me and my sister, but she did not like Walter.
Your mommy didn't like her own baby.
She didn't like Walter.
Is Walter not your mommy's baby?
I don't know for sure.
Is Walter a nice-looking baby, just like you, little guy? Or is he kind of like a creepy-looking baby?
I never saw him. I just heard about him.
Did you ever hear him cry or make any noises?
No.
You just heard about a Walter?
Yep.
And how'd you know he's a baby?
Nursemaid told us.
Did nursemaid always look like that?
He kind of just, you just get this feeling like he's like, I don't know what you mean.
Was nursemaid a nice, pretty lady? Is she a nice, pretty lady?
She's very nice to us.
Is she a pretty lady?
I don't know.
Does she look like your mommy?
No.
Does she look kind of like your mommy?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, goodness.
He's six. He doesn't get what you mean. Like, what are you talking about? Curse doesn't look like my mom.
Yeah, man. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Lamora. Yeah. Lamora. We are in a... This is fun.
I think Lamora would probably talk to Rose some more and be like, hey, so you want us to kill this monster, but do you have any idea how we do that? Is there anything in this house that could help us? This is something we're not really familiar with, but maybe you know.
I would just go find the monster.
Go find the monster. And it should be in the basement?
That's where Dad said it was.
That's where Dad said it was.
That's why he put us up in the room, to protect us from the monster.
Does the monster ever get out of the basement?
We hear it.
Does it just, like, growl?
It makes all sorts of bad noises. Yeah. It makes, like, growlings and yellings, and it makes it sounds like it hurts people.
I don't know, guys.
I think my problem is I'm not sure what I can say at all, what I can divulge, nothing. Like, I know that I can't say that I have a kid in my head, even though everyone knows at this point, but I don't know what I can share, what I can talk to Lamar about, what I can talk to anybody about.
You guys can say anything that is not like, there's a kid in my head that told me to do this.
Okay.
Like, if you say it's your idea or something like that, then the kids don't get involved.
Okay. Well, I mean, based on my conversation that I just had with my friend in my head, I think I might whistle and say, hey, boys, little group meeting for a second on the fresh air balcony, you know, take some...
Okay. Everyone goes outside. Out there. Everyone goes outside to the fresh air balcony to hear NPR talk about fresh air.
So there's some information that I have gathered in my time in this wonderful place that it appears to be that this baby that we've been looking for, I'm not so sure it's a real baby. Not like a real baby. It might be something else. And I think that in order for me to ever leave this place, and you people too, I think we might have to do something about the overall badness in this place. Originally, they were saying something about the baby. Not sure if the baby actually has something to do with the overall badness, but I'm gathering that this baby might not be a baby.
Okay.
That we might need to battle something else.
Mithrin looks at Will and goes, that seems probable.
And I don't know how everyone is feeling, but I think that this feels worse as time goes on to not feel myself. I'm not feeling quite like old Will right now. And I think I would like to do something about it. So I think this overall, basement. They said basement. Want to go to the basement?
Let's go.
Don't wanna, but...
I mean, if you think that... I mean, kind of have to go off your lead. If you think that's going to help you guys with your situation there, I think we can go for it.
Yes.
Mithrin will also agree. I guess that's kind of what we have to do. I don't feel good about it, though.
I don't think any of us...
Basements are never good. I have seen enough of the, you guys, you go to the village, you get the puppet shows that they do, like the wandering people come through and they do the puppet shows.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't know if you guys have seen the one that I like to watch. They do the puppet show of, ghost slayers. The basement's always the worst one. That's mm-hmm. where you go for the worst crap.
Right.
Yeah.
And that show, I've seen every season of Ghost Slayers. And every time, the main puppet, he comes up and he is walking up and he's like, I'm not afraid of you. I'm going to give blah, blah, blah. And he gets all big and tough. And then they end up with scratches all over their back. Although I think in our case, it's going to be like you're going to get dead all over your back. So
right.
I'm kind of thinking I want to maybe take a little break and maybe take a nap.
A nap. A nap in this house. Oh, man.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of a little beat up and I would like to just take a little break. And I don't want to make our healer friend over here have to work extra for that.
I think if we just
like maybe take a little break.
Yeah, that suit of armor took a chunk out of me. I wouldn't mind taking a breather before we take on whatever this is.
Let's just make that a plan then. We'll just take a break, have like rotations on watch, and we'll stay out on this balcony. I don't know about you guys, but I actually feel better on the balcony than I do in the house.
There's a reason I came out here.
You're not a stupid person, Will. You're not a stupid person. And I believe at that point we are going to call it for the night. Excellent.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook at Pork Fried Dice. Please leave us a review on iTunes and be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.